ガチベリビンバ。Blome, Brussala, Blome, Torrota, Berota, Pagna, oh, Brutta, oh, Nicola, Nigga, the Tor, Brutta, Pagna, 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 by Olga Razanova. She was a Russian futurist painter, and probably this poem, and also he wrote some sound poetry. And this piece might be a little bit, can be earlier than Gadzhi Beri Bimba, actually. It is something around 1916. Yes, it is the context of Russian futurism. Also, it's connected. Maybe some of you know about Chlebnikov's Zaumi. It is that context. And the title is a poem without title.
Zubrusbest, Tude, Pade, Pade,
The next poem is written by Hideki Inoshita, Japanese futurist painter in 1920s. Maybe you don't know so much about it. The Japanese Dadaism, futurist constructivism, existed in 1920s. And also I'm Japanese, and also here's a parallel Tokyo. Of course, I should perform this piece. It is written in 1924, and it's published on the magazine titled The Marvel. This magazine is really important to the history of Japanese avant-garde. It was really the beginning of the idea of the avant-garde in Tokyo. And then, so this piece actually written in alphabet, Roman alphabet. And this person, Hideki Inoshita, was influenced by also Russian futurism, because actually 1920s, some Russian futurists were living in Tokyo, so they exiled from Russia at that time. And also this piece is really connected with the idea of Zaumi, of Chlebnikov. Okay, the title is Voice Sound Poetry Form Began With X. Yes, the next sound poem is also quite famous. Actually, now I'm going to perform Ursonate by Kurt Schwitters. So it is a very long, actually, it's with four movements, but I only perform the third movement now because I need 30 minutes to perform the whole part. But the special thing is I have a project to translate the sound poetry to another language, but of course it doesn't make sense at all because it doesn't mean at all. So how you can translate the text without meaning? And I made a Japanese translation, and today I perform with sign language translation. Japanese concrete poet, and also sound, he made a sound of poetry, and he made some kind of movement of concrete poetry in 1960s, and also he is a part of this exhibition. So this is his very early piece written in 1961, and it's totally no meaning, and it's really only sound, but he didn't know anything about sound poetry movement at that time, so he reached so this kind of thing by himself. Sakuhin ki.
옆다르게 길에 밑단 도르비 앞에 크라기가 소소리비 다동맹기도 띠또 다차로토봉 이똥 어떤 것도 그러기 샤미도르 트럼프 믹스토키 댕기끼리 도비오노 나온다다리뽀 다르다르링 하지니민가 바카도가니 카보카데 댕기 기딴 네탄 툰타 흥흥아 사탕한 탄다 요거토뿐이 감기 하가하게 이거 먹으러 치치 토크에 소소이네 아래 그소 국이국국 도찐다 찌도몬 사게르구 탄다 균균균 기즈가 호로피 아래 이바 아래기 구미구미 도레그르미고미기도 미츠노 투순 토이토 시오빠 그래다또 와이너도 키킨 끝다르기 소리 밑단다라리 나스미 보통 같은 보통 믹스케 되게 긴긴기를 넣어 보니 간구나 다르다르는 하지미가 이게 이물을 떠다나 나랑 사기 밀구담을 미소미키 토르레는 게 아기스니 사이다 팝팝키 얼기로 진짜 는 계속 허락이 나구미키 쓰렌더를 무슨 몰라리도가요 봐봐 구강구밍구 하잠 이리로 다이노스키기스 마키 자미토르 토르 키핀 누핀다 핀 아파리 이카레키 키랑 키사키리킨 도비노는 키레뽕다가 비가게 포기되랬기 라기미트 크로파르키 뽕
Okay, now so let's read some of my own pieces. The first piece is, okay, so it's actually it is totally written in Japanese, and I believe all of you understand what is it, because it's here, it's a part of Tokyo. Yes, but if you don't understand Japanese, please don't mind so much. The meaning is kind of a stupid romantic story, but the structure of sound is more important. あなた5あなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰るわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰れたわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰るのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰るのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰るにいるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私帰るになるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私お金になるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私お金になるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私お金になるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私お金になるのだわあなたの言葉は嘘だったのね私お金あなたたらさんでもね私お帰りになるになるのだわあなたのことをバカんないわそのこと言わなだったさんでね私お帰りの間になるのだわあなたのことをバカんないかって言わそのこと言わなだったさんでね私お帰りの間になるのだわあなたのことをバカんないのかって言わそのこと言わなだったさんでね私お帰りの妻になるのだわあなたのことをバカんないとかって言ってはそのこと言わなだってたさんでね私お帰りの妻になるのだわあなたのことをバカんだってかって言ってはそのこと言わなだってわたおたさんでもね私お帰りの妻になるのだわあなたのことをバカんだってかって言ってはそのこと言わなだってわたおたさんでもね私お帰りつまりつまりになるのだわあなたのことバカンだと買っていたそのことは得ないで私のおださんのものね私お帰りにつまりたのつまりになるのだわあなたのことバカンだと買っていた妄想のことは言わないだって私とおださんのものね私お帰りになるつまりなたのつまりになるのだわあなたのことバカンさんだと分かっていた妄想のことは言えないだって私のおださんのものね私お帰りにつまりあなたのつまりになるのだわあなたあのことのことをバスカさんだったのは分かっていたわ妄想のことは言わないだって私のおださんのものねえ私岡田恵里になる。つまりあなたの妻になるのだわ。The next poem is titled "Sad," and this is okay. It is my piece, but not exactly. The text is a transcription of a word which was talked through possessed. 8-year-old girl by some spirits in 1987. So it's so-called glossolalia. So we don't know meaning at all, but probably there are some meaning for spirits. And I transcribed the recorded text with Japanese syllabic letters. So because I'm afraid the text has some evil power, also I exchanged vowels in the text. So in a tradition of Vedas chant, Indian sacred text. So singers change vowels to sing them because they avoid the text has unpredicted powers. So I applied the same method on this text because I like that you can come back to your home safely tonight. And also not only I worry about copyright issue, I'm not sure if the spirit insists copyright of the text. So I'm scared now it is some cloudy and suddenly it started. But the very interesting point of the original recording is that this girl or spirits was laughing throughout the recording. In many cases of glossolalia, so the voice is very displeasing, but in this recording, the voice is quite enjoyable. So I read the text in the same way. Some. Okay, now I'm working a lot with AI, artificial intelligence. It is kind of a trend of nowadays technology. Yes, I'm talking with preparation. Where it is? Okay, this one. Okay, and now I have a project with two programmers, artists, Andres Giarohar and Marcello Lussana. And we have a team in Berlin, and we are making some improvisation AI project. And now, on this computer, so I start to run two bots, two AIs. They learned how I improvise, and also use the voices generated by AI, neural network. So technically, so I prepared 10 hours improvisation, and neural network learned that 10 hours and regenerate my voice, and also analyze how I make, how I improvise, and how to react as a sound. And it's learned, and it's conceptually this kind of a copy of me, but actually it's quite different. Yes, and the idea is I perform with myself. It is not possible normally.
Oh.
This is the last piece, and it's my favorite. Okay, so next piece is the last piece and a little bit long. Yes, you might think this piece is a kind of music, not poetry, but I explain how why it can be poetry. So now I'm using this hat, jacket, whatever. I don't know. Sorry about this bad connection, I don't know why. Yes, and there is some papers here. And it captures a movement of myself. It processes some sound. Yes, okay. And now, wow, it's not me. It is now I do the performance. It's a kind of improvisation, but actually the idea is coming from poetry. And I need to talk about the Stefan Mallarmé. Maybe my pronunciation is wrong, so here is France. Okay, so what you say? Mallarmé, the symbolist poet in France, as you know. And he regarded, so this word is kind of, it's one book. And it's somehow megalomaniac. I think it's megalomaniac idea. And also he was a big fan of ballet, dance. And how, I'm wondering how he could manage this idea, because how the movement or dance can be connected with text. And he wrote quite something strange thing. The ballet dancer is writing the text in the air. For example, always I'm very curious about the movement of my hand. If I'm talking something, and it's always my hand is moving. And what is connection between this sound? And always I'm talking. So why I need to hear? You know, it's also yourself when you are talking with. If so, you need to insist something. So always, I guess your hand is moving. And what is the connection? And it's something. I thought it was kind of the one answer is you can find that's the idea my performance is it's real time right now. But of course, it is not necessary. You know, it's not necessary to be something. Give me a chance!
Woo!
Thank you.